This is The Guardian.
I'm Noor Haider, coming to you from Gadigal land, and this is the full story. Last night, thousands of people gathered in cities around the country to demonstrate against a visit by Israel's President Isaac Herzog. In Sydney, a wave of protesters, young and old, packed into the streets around Town Hall. As the sun set and police attempted to disperse the crowds, things turned.
And we had to enact powers to move that crowd on and direct them out of the CBD. This resulted in a number of what I would call melees, rolling fights at times, and it was outrageous the behaviour we saw across Sydney streets tonight, and I'm really, really disappointed by it.
But footage from the night shared online shows New South Wales police officers involved in multiple violent and aggressive encounters. Charging at protesters, repeatedly punching a man, and dragging Muslim worshippers while they were kneeling in prayer.
Guys, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Organisers and attendees say peaceful demonstrators were brutalised.
That massive demonstration, that expression of the popular will of people in this city, was met through really sickening state violence by our Premier and our New South Wales Police Force. Sickening state violence in support of the sickening state violence that has been carried out in Gaza.
There is a large part of New South Wales right now that does not, cannot and should not trust the New South Wales Police under the current New South Wales Premier to be able to deal with peaceful protests.
While the Prime Minister and New South Wales Premier have defended the police response.
I'm not going to throw police under the bus this morning. This is a situation that's incredibly combustible. It would have been chaotic and potentially incredibly dangerous. As difficult as the scenes were to watch last night, it would have been infinitely worse if New South Wales Police didn't do their job.
The police were very clear about the routes that were required. If people wanted to march, to go a particular route, and to ensure that this was done peacefully. But the causes are not advanced by these sort of scenes. Indeed, they're undermined.
Guardian reporter Jordan Beasley was there.
We moved in front of this containment line that the police had then created, and so we went to set up. I went to put the microphone in front of my face, and then just looked around and saw the police just sprinting at us and all of the people that were surrounding us, and we just ran as fast as we could. And I lost my colleague in the process, who was pepper sprayed, pushed up against a car, and I just kind of kept running along the road. I stopped every now and then because I was trying to find my colleague, and the police would stop for a moment, form their containment line again, and then they would wait for a couple of minutes, and then they would just charge at all of us that were standing in front of them again. And they did that on numerous points, and it wasn't until they had chased us all into Hyde Park that they stopped.
Today, how the protest erupted, and could it have been avoided? It's Tuesday, the 10th of February.